And I thank God for his word. Hebrews 6, verses 1, 2, and 3. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, and of laying on of hands, and the resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. Everybody said eternal judgment.
Eternal judgment.
And this will we do if God permit.
Amen.
Praise God. We've got to have a foundation.
Right.
We've got to be built upon principles.
Right.
And these are the principles of the doctrine of Christ.
Yes.
And if we don't have the basics, we're not going to get much deeper.
Right.
Praise God.
Right.
And we've talked about all the other six. And this morning we're going to talk about eternal judgment.
Yes.
And what it stands for and what it means in the scripture. But let's pray together and let's ask for God's help this morning. Can we do that? Lord Jesus, we thank you, God, this morning. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your touch that we feel today. Open the windows of heaven upon your word this morning. Stir our hearts. Stir our spirits, Lord. Help us to draw near unto you. And I pray in Jesus' name this morning. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Well, why don't you give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning? Thank God. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Praise the Lord. Well, I don't know about you, but it feels good in the house of the Lord this morning. God bless you. You can be seated this morning. And going to be doing some teaching here this morning. And Brother Greg, I don't know what it is, but if I turn a certain way, it cuts out again. And praise God. We'll just see how it all works. Praise the Lord. We talk about eternal judgment here this morning. And the very words eternal judgment, those very words should motivate us to live for the Lord all the days of our life. Each and every one of us here are facing the eternal judgment of God. Saint and sinner alike, we're going to face the judgment of God, and we will stand before Him one day. Amen. And we will give an account of the deeds done in this body. And so what it comes down to this morning is that everything that we do each day, we need to be careful that we do what's right. Amen. And it's very important in light of the Holy Scriptures, because the eternal judgment of God is a very, very concerning thing when you look at it seriously. The words judgment and eternal. Judgment means a remarkable punishment, an extraordinary calamity inflicted by God on sinners, the final trial of the human race, when God will decide the fate of every individual and award sentence according to justice. We serve a just God this morning. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And you'll find that in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. And so the judgment is going to be for those that are good, and the judgment is going to be for those that are evil. Amen. There's a reward for each and every one of us. And it means that some will be rewarded with good things. Now think about this, good things for eternity, praise the Lord, and some will be judged with those that are evil for eternity. We are facing eternity, amen. And eternal, the word eternal here, means without end of existence or duration, everlasting, endless, immortal, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. And of course, we could go to the good side of that as well. Amen. and we will be eternally with the Lord if we are saved. And so this eternity that he's talking about here in Hebrews chapter 6 is an eternity without end. Amen. For the sinner, there's a fearful looking forward to. For the hypocrite, there is a fearful looking forward to. To the saint of God, there should be an excitement and a hope that we have of the future, praise God, of our eternal future. And it's brought out in many scriptures, and my regular reader is not here this morning. He's got some very important things that he is involved in, and we need to pray for the boys. Amen. Amen. We really do. And so I've asked Brother Cowan to do my reading for me. Is your voice good this morning?
Yes, sir.
All right, because he's probably going to be doing more talking than I am. I've got some scriptures here this morning, and I'd like for you to turn with me, if you have your Bible, to the book of Daniel, chapter 12. And I'm just going to do some teaching here this morning. And if you want to get up and run the aisle, go ahead and get up and run. You're not going to bother me. I'll just keep right on teaching. Praise God. Daniel, chapter 12, verses 1 through 4.
And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall wake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
There's the word everlasting now.
And they that be wise shall shine as the brightest of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased.
Amen. And so what we're looking at here this morning is the judgment of God that is coming upon the earth. Many that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to everlasting death, if I could just say it that way. And we are facing eternity. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 19 and verse 20. I want to use a few scriptures to establish this here this morning. Verse 20 of Revelation chapter 19.
And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of burning fire with brimstone.
Praise God. Well, that doesn't sound like a very good ending there. And they're cast alive into a lake of burning with fire and brimstone. But how long is that going to last? How long is that fire going to last? Revelation 20 and verse 10. Read that for us.
And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
Yeah. Amen. Day and night. There's going to be a day and there's going to be a night in hell. Amen. There's going to be day and night. That's what it says right there.
Right.
Revelation chapter 20. I'm going to look at that in a minute here. Revelation 20 and verse 11 through 15.
And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the book, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Praise the Lord. You want to have your name in the book of life? I want to have my name in that book. Praise God. And I don't want it blotted out. The eternal judgment, is a basic principle, according to Hebrews chapter 6 that we read this morning. It is a basic principle, a basic foundation that each and every one of us must have in our life. Because if we don't believe that there is a heaven or a hell, then what are we doing here this morning? I believe that there's a heaven, and that's one of the reasons that I live for God. Not the only reason, but there is also a hell. Amen. And I want to avoid that at all cost. It doesn't matter what it's going to cost me, I've got to be saved. And I hope you feel that way this morning as well. And so it's a basic principle, it's a basic foundation. And they preached God's judgment would be eternal. That's what the apostles preached. And we're supposed to be apostolic here this morning, so what we need to do is preach the same thing. Amen. And we've got to ask ourselves, each of us must ask ourselves, where am I on this relationship with God? Where am I in my relationship with Him? Amen. When is this judgment day going to take place? Well, it's going to take place in a moment. Amen. Because it's only one car wreck away, God forbid. Amen. It's only one heart attack away. Amen. It's only one calamity in your life, and it doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. Amen. It is a basic principle of our Christian faith that there will be a judgment day, that each of us will stand before God. Amen. And it will be an eternal judgment, whatever that judgment is. Amen. And I want to look at some prophecy to kind of help us here this morning to look at where we are in time. Amen. I know that we could leave here this morning. We could be snuffed. Our silver cord could be broken this morning. But if we look at prophecy, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. But folks, if you haven't been paying attention, our world is in calamity today. We are in deep, deep trouble, amen, in our country, in our world, and everywhere you turn. And the only way that we are going to go in the resurrection, we talked about that last month, is we've got to have the Spirit of God dwelling in us. And the rapture is going to take place, I believe, very, very soon. Romans 8 and verse 11. Read that for us this morning.
But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you.
Amen. You've got to have the Holy Ghost. We have to have the Holy Ghost every day in our lives. Praise God. I try my best to speak in tongues every day. I want to be close to God. I don't want to be far, far away from Him. I don't want to make excuses why I can't come to the house of God. Amen. I can't have an excuse why I don't want to worship God. And I want to be close. We need to be close to God. Amen. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17.
For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then which we are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Everybody said ever.
Ever.
We're going to ever be with the Lord. It's eternal.
Amen.
Amen. I want to be a part of that. Praise Amen. God. It's an exciting, exciting hope that we have. Praise God. And when we are gone from this world, then the great tribulation and the wrath of God is going to be poured out. And I'm not going to get into details here this morning because I've heard so much prophecy over the years. Next year, I will have had the Holy Ghost 50 years. I counted it up the other day. And I've heard a lot of messages. Praise the Lord. I've heard a lot of messages. A lot of sermons, amen. And Brother Johnny Goder said he's always got something out of every message he's heard. And he said there was a few close calls, amen. but he's heard something, got something from every message he's ever heard. And I hope you get something out of this here this morning. Praise God. But there is a time that is coming, Matthew chapter 24 and verses 3 through 8. We're going to really work Marcus here this morning.
And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All of these things are the beginning of sorrows."
The beginning of sorrows. Yeah. Amen. I preached that for many years now, that we are in the beginning of sorrows. I believe that's where we are. Amen. And the pestilences, the earthquakes, the famines, kingdom against kingdom. Amen. Wars and rumors of wars. I know they've happened over time, but there are other scriptures that we want to look at here this morning. But when the wrath of God is poured out upon this world, somebody said one time that the wrath of God will be as amazing as His grace. Amen. And His grace is amazing, but His judgment will be amazing as well. Amen. If you're saved, it will be amazing. Amen. We saw one of the Kansas sunsets the other day. We got some pictures of that. And it's just amazing. And I thought, how beautiful heaven's going to be. Praise God, how beautiful it's going to be. It's going to be worth it all. And so, once God has poured out His wrath upon the earth, the church is going to return. We're going to return with the Lord to rule and reign with Him for 1,000 years. I want to just try to, I know many of you already know this, but Revelation chapter 20 and verses 1 through 9, let's indulge Brother Marcus here this morning. Take a deep breath, brother. All right.
"And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and mm-hmm. Satan, and bound him 1,000 years him into the bottomless pit and shut him up, and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
That's the church. That's the saints of God right there.
But the rest of the dead lived, and not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is the sand of the seas. And they went up into the breadth of the earth, and compassed the camp of the saints about, and they beloved in the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them."
Well, praise God. Cataclysmic. Amen. Very, very, very powerful scriptures there. And we're going to reign with him for 1,000 years. And so the timeline here will be the rapture of the church, the tribulation, the wrath of God upon the earth, and the return of Christ with the saints, and 1,000 years of peace on the earth. Amen. After which Satan will be loosed from his prison and his ultimate eternal damnation. And finally, the white throne judgment, where we're all going to stand before God and give an account. Amen. We've got to live for God, folks. We've got to do the right thing. Amen. And if you have failed, just get to the altar again. Amen. That's what the altar is for. Just get back to the altar and seek God and get it right. Amen. Because there's only one way to escape this judgment, and the Bible says you've got to have your name written in the book of life. And that's repentant baptism and the Holy Ghost. And we understand that this morning. Amen. Daniel chapter 2. I'm going to go back to the book of Daniel again. Verse 31 through 35. And this also helps us to understand where we are in the timeline. All right. Read for us this morning.
Thou, O king, sawest, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. The image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floor. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain, and filled the whole earth. This is the 1,000 years of peace, when Jesus the rock will rule the earth.
Praise God. That last little bit was my notation. That's all right. My notations are not scripture. Somebody ought to say thank God. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. And so he gives us, Daniel saw this vision of this image, and if I had my chalkboard out here this morning, I would try to draw an image, the head of fine gold, breast and arms of silver, belly and thigh of brass, legs of iron, feet of iron and clay. Four kingdoms that are going to rise up in the history of our world. And so we need an interpretation of this dream or this vision, and we find that in verse 36 through verse 45.
This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, art a king of kings. For the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of heaven hath he given into thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold.
All right, he said the kingdom of Babylon. He was talking about Nebuchadnezzar, and this is the kingdom of Babylon, which is represented by the head of gold. All right, now go ahead and read some more.
And after thee shall arise another kingdom, inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdue all things. And as iron that breaketh all these, shall it break in pieces and bruise. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay, and the part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay, and as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of man, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to the other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest the stone that was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure.
Praise the Lord. A good little reading there. But I hope you were paying attention to the scripture here this morning. This image, the first kingdom was Babylon. The second kingdom, according to history, was the Medo-Persian Empire. And the third kingdom was the Greeks. And then after the Greeks was the Romans. And here we are in a revived resurrected Roman Empire here today. Amen. And it's brought out in the feet of iron and clay, which I believe represents the third world nations and the developed nations coming together as a world body. Amen. Iron and clay mixed together. And we understand it this morning as the United Nations. And there's talk of a world tax. We already have a global army. We have a global political system and a global religious body. And it's been this way for many, many years. But if we overlook then, we will understand, or we won't understand the times we're living in. I guess I'm just going to have to stand still. Praise God. The Lord knows. Praise God. But here we are this morning, and whatever your idea is about end time prophecy and truth of the prophecy and so forth, there is a day that is coming. Praise God. And I believe that it's coming very, very soon. Amen. I really do. And Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25.
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching.
Well, I think all of us ought to say amen to that.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, praise God. There's going to be day and night in hell, but there's not only going to be day in heaven. Praise God. So you're going to have plenty of time to rest. I'm not going to miss church because I'm tired. I'm not going to do it. Praise God. Never have done it. Put God first, and He'll put you first. He'll give you strength to endure. Amen. And I'm thankful for everyone that's here. You're thankful that you're here.
Amen.
As well. Praise God. But we need to be in the house of God. We need to come to church. Amen. Somebody asked me one time, I taught a Bible study here in Augusta, just down on State Street, and we got to the truth of the Word. Before we got to the truth of baptism and the Holy Ghost and all of that, we had coffee and hot tea and cookies. Amen. They fixed hot tea and cookies for us. And as soon as we got to the truth, there was no more cookies and hot tea. And I met him a little bit later, and he said, Greg, he said, does the Bible really say you got to go to church? And I just laughed. I said, the whole New Testament was written to the church. Praise the Lord. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Amen. I'm thankful for the church. A bad day in the church is better than a good day in the world. Amen. We've got to live for God no matter how difficult it might be. That's right. Praise God. Revelation chapter 14 and verse 9 through 12. We're almost done with you, Marcus.
And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints, and here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.
Well, praise God. No rest day or night. There's going to be a day that comes up, and you'll be able to see the horrible sights of hell, but you won't be able to sleep or rest. The nighttime will come when darkness will cover hell, but you won't be able to go to sleep. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go to hell. It is a place of utter destruction and utter loss. Amen. Whatever pleasure you're looking at in this world, lay it aside. Amen. If it's not right with God, just lay it aside. Amen. The pastor has been preaching on holiness. Don't let that throw you off. Amen. I'll tell you what, whatever God asks of me, I want to do it.
Amen.
And he's in the book. Praise God. He's preaching the word of God to us as far as that area is concerned. Amen. We need to live for God. We just really need to live for God and just do the will of God in your life. Amen. And so when the judgment comes, Revelation 21 and 23, and I'm going to finish with this. I'm sure somebody will say, praise the Lord. All right. My pastor used to do that at times. He would get to go in and nobody was listening to him, and he'd shout into the microphone, how many wants to go to hell? And some of them would jump and say, amen. You better pay attention. You better pay attention. Praise God. Revelation 21 and 23.
And the city hath no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nation into it. And there shall be in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh an abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life.
Well, praise God. What a hope we have. What a hope that we have this morning. I just have a question for you. Do you understand? Do you understand what we've been talking about? And have you received a revelation of what eternity really is? Have you received a revelation of what eternity really is? And that myself, I'm going to stand before God and I'm going to give an account of the things that I've done in this life. Amen. It will be the holy city made of gold or a place of dread and utter loss, where the Bible says the fire and brimstone is going to burn for eternity. Amen. And I know there was a time in my life as a young Christian, I needed help. And the church that I was born again in, saved in, there was not a lot of teaching as far as he would teach from the pulpit, my pastor would. But there was no one-on-one teaching in our church. We really didn't have a youth group, per se. No youth pastor, youth leader. We didn't have those things. You just came to church and you lived for God. And there were times that he would take you aside and minister to you and talk to you or whatever. But I went to the Lord and I said, Lord, I need a vision of hell. And Lord, I need a vision of heaven. Let me see it. Let me perceive it in my mind's eye. And God did that for me. And I'm so thankful today that he did. Because it's reality. It's not a pipe dream. It's not something that we think is going to happen. But Brother Newman, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Praise God. And we've got to live for God and do the will of God. Amen. Let's stand together this morning. Praise the Lord. God's good to us this morning. I know we're not shouting and running the aisles, but the Word of God is true. The Word of God is right. The Word of God will stand forever. If you need to get right with God, get right with God this morning. Don't walk out the door until you get right with God. And I don't say this to scare you, but it's the absolute truth. In the church that I grew up in, my pastor was used in the gifts of the Spirit. He was really a prophet. And there was a young lady that had come into the church, and she hadn't been in the church very long. She had been in the world, and you could plug in everything that goes along with that. Her name was Wendy, and this is just a story that I've heard. But my pastor, there was a move of God in the church. Folks were praising the Lord. Amen. And my pastor got up and he called her by name, and I'd never heard him do that before, ever. Never one time. And he said, "Wendy," he said, "you need to get right with God this morning." And he said, "If you don't get right with God, you'll never have another chance." I'm not saying that's the way it is with someone here this morning, but that's how important we have an understanding of eternity. And the ladies of the church, of course, went and prayed with her, and they gathered around her and prayed for her, and she didn't break through. She didn't pray. And there was a couple of guys, she left the church that morning, and there was a couple of guys that she partied with. They said, "We've been trying to get something from her, and we haven't gotten it. We're going to give her some drugs, and then we'll get what we want." And they gave her the drugs, and it completely blew her mind. And when my pastor went to visit her in the mental hospital, the mental part of the hospital, all she could do was just say, She couldn't speak. She didn't have any cognitivity. Amen. I'm not saying that's the way it is here this morning. But folks, I can walk out of here this morning. Amen. I know what it's like. I was driving down the road, stopped at a stop sign a few years ago, and all of a sudden I passed out, and I found myself out on the other side of the intersection in my car, just hunched over, and a lady hollering at me from another car, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" And it brought me out of my, brought me back to my senses, and I said, "No, I don't think I am," and I managed to get the car off. But if I'd have been going down the highway, and that would have taken place, I probably wouldn't be here, and God forbid I would have hurt somebody else. We don't know the appointed time. We don't know the appointed day, but the Bible says there is an appointed time for each and every one of us. Amen. I know that it's not dynamic here this morning, but folks, we're going to meet God. You're going to meet God. We're going to stand before Him. Jesus, we need you this morning. Oh God, take these feeble lips, Lord. Use the words, Lord, that I've spoken this morning. In Jesus' name, you know every heart, you know every life. You know each and every one of us here this morning. You know our thoughts afar off, Lord. And I'm asking you today to help us. Help me, Lord. I want to be right before you. In Jesus' name, Lord. Help us, Lord. Touch us. Give us a vision. Give a young person a vision of hell and a vision of heaven so that we can understand and commit our lives to you in a more deeper way than we ever have. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. Let's just pray for a moment. Can we do that this morning? Let's just pray. Everybody. Each individual here this morning. Just talk to the Lord here this morning. Mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God. Help us. Help us this morning. Lord, take out of us any attitude that's not right with you. Take out of us an attitude of laziness when it comes to serving you. Help us to be consistent, to be faithful. In Jesus' name this morning. In Jesus' name this morning. It's all right. Come on to this morning. Go ahead and make your way. If you feel it this morning, come on to the altar. Talk to God. Just talk to God. There's some young people that need God. Don't play games with this eternity. Don't play games with your walk with God. Give your life, give your heart, give everything to Him. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That's it. Go ahead. Go ahead and talk to God this morning. He's been waiting for you to talk to Him. Go ahead. Just call upon His name. Jesus, I need you this morning. Lord, I need you every hour. I need your presence in my life. Holy God. Yes, my, I feel the Holy Ghost here this morning. Praise God. Come on, ladies. Talk to the Lord. Come on, men. Let's talk to God this morning. Let's talk to the Lord this morning. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.